Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second, the first baseman, Joakuel. Batting third, the left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting third, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joakuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. QL reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes can't make a play. That's a base hit. QL scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Campbell goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rigney. Campbell scores. Heath moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grimes. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Appling moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Owen moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Indians. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Owen moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Frazier now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-3 in the game. Bijma hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to home to get Trosky. Keltner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Hale moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Grimes moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb now playing shortstop. Oscar Grimes now playing first base. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0-for-1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bijma hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Mike Krivic. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.